It's done.
Oh, Lord, forgive him and take him.
Rest in peace, Simon of Canterville.
Do you think he'll be able to rest?
I hope so. Otis!
John, I thought you'd be far from here.
I tried, but I felt like an utter coward.
We found him, John. We found his remains and buried them.
Buried? That's the reason why I was haunting the house. He wanted a proper burial. He wanted us to know his story.
And his pain.
I think our job at Canterville is done. We should leave. A storm is coming.
Leave me with him for a while.
I'll be loading the van with all the equipment. Help me, John.
Sure. Mr. Otis, Virginia, I'm sorry about all this. I'll go help Cecil. Thanks for everything. I'm sorry we didn't find the bloody heart. It's been 300 years. It was probably lost long ago. Don't worry. It doesn't seem so important to me anymore. Thank you and goodbye.
I could feel his pain. 300 years of pain with no chance to rest. His wife's betrayal, the unfair accusation of murder, the torture he went through in chains, the agony of a slow death. How can so much pain be possible?
You helped him, Virginia. Thanks to you, he's been relieved from that pain. He's free now. Wherever Simon of Canterville is now, he'll thank you for your deed.
Not yet. There's something else I must do for him.
What? The bloody heart! Virginia, where did you find it?
He gave it to me.
Oh my, daughter, do you realize what?
No, Dad, we can't keep it.
What? Are you crazy? Do you know the worth of...
Yes, Dad, the worth of 300 years of a tortured soul. No, we won't keep it. We'll go to that institution and we'll give it to the real Lord Canterville. It belongs to him, not us.
But...
Do you prefer to live with an angry ghost haunting you for the rest of your life?
All right. Old Canterville is over 80 years old and he's rolling in it. I bet he'll give us a good reward for it.
Sure.
Not so fast. The heart. Give me the heart. John, what are you doing? Put the gun down. That's unnecessary. Give me the heart, goddammit. John, I'm sure the true Lord Canterville will give us a good reward for this. We'll share the prize. Easy. No. You give it to me.
You know it doesn't belong to you. The heart belongs to the Cantervilles.
And what would you know about it? This jewel should never have fallen into Protestant hands. What? Come on. What would you care? What are you talking about, John? Babington. John Babington. Yes, I'm descended from Anthony Babington. He was murdered and humiliated by those filthy Protestants. The heart belongs to me.
Come on, John. That was 3 centuries ago.
What do 3 centuries mean when your family's been executed and dispossessed? When they've been treated as traitors and conspirators, the heart belongs in Catholic hands, in Babington hands. I deserve it.
Traitor!
What happened? I heard shots and voices. They could be heard from the other side of the street.
He killed him! He killed him!
He's not dead. He'll live. But it will take a while to regain consciousness. Cecil, call the police and an ambulance.
Not needed. Someone must have heard the shots. What's that?
It's a light.
Simon's leaving, finally. He's gone now.